Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you.
Do not hide your face from me.
Alleluia.
O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call.
For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones.
I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake, and I moan like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse.
The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let my cry come to you.
Do not hide your face from me.
Alleluia.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers.
Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die.
The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praises in the heart of Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Alleluia.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints, and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their good works.
You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
From the Book of Revelation. I, John, watched and the Lamb appeared. He was standing on Mount Zion, and with him were the 144,000 who had his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven which resembled the roaring of the deep, or loud peals of thunder. The sound I heard was like the melody of harpists playing on their harps. They were singing a new hymn before the throne, in the presence of the four living creatures and the elders. This hymn no one could learn, except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the world. These are men who have never been defiled by immorality with women. They are pure and follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruit of mankind for God and the Lamb. On their lips no deceit has been found. They are indeed without flaw. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, the herald of everlasting good news to the whole world, to every nation and race, language and people. He said in a loud voice, "Honor God and give him glory, for his time has come to sit in judgment. Worship the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of the sea and the springs." A second angel followed and cried out, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the poisoned wine of her lewdness." A third angel followed the others and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast or its image, or accepts its mark on his forehead or hand, he too will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger. He will be tormented in burning sulfur before the holy angels and before the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment shall rise forever and ever. There shall be no relief day or night for those who worship the beast or its image, or accept the mark of its name. This is what sustains the holy ones, who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus." I heard a voice from heaven say to me, "Write this down. Happy now are the dead who die in the Lord." The Spirit added, "Yes, they shall find rest from their labors, for their good works accompany them."
I heard many angels in heaven crying out, Honor the Lord and give him glory. Worship him. For he created heaven and earth, the seas and all the streams. Alleluia. I saw the mighty angel of God flying in mid-heaven. He cried out with a loud voice, Honor the Lord and give him glory. Worship him, for he created heaven and earth, the seas and all the streams. Alleluia. From a discourse by St. Athanasius, Bishop. The Word of God, incorporeal, incorruptible, and immaterial, entered our world. Yet it was not as if he had been remote from it up to that time. For there is no part of the world that was ever without his presence. Together with his Father, he continually filled all things and places. Out of his loving kindness for us, he came to us, and we see this in the way he revealed himself openly to us. Taking pity on mankind's weakness, and moved by our corruption, he could not stand aside and see death have mastery over us. He did not want creation to perish and his Father's work in fashioning man to be in vain. He therefore took to himself a body, no different from our own, for he did not wish simply to be in a body or only to be seen. If he had wanted simply to be seen, he could indeed have taken another and nobler body. Instead, he took our body in its reality. Within the Virgin, he built himself a temple, that is, a body. He made it his own instrument in which to dwell and to reveal himself. In this way, he received from mankind a body like our own, and since all were subject to the corruption of death, he delivered this body over to death for all, and with supreme love offered it to the Father. He did so to destroy the law of corruption passed against all men, since all died in him. The law, which had spent its force on the body of the Lord, could no longer have any power against his fellow men. Moreover, this was the way in which the Word was to restore mankind to immortality, after it had fallen into corruption, and summon it back from death to life. He utterly destroyed the power of death and against mankind, as fire consumes chaff, by means of the body he had taken and the grace of the resurrection. This is the reason why the Word assumed a body that would die, so that his body, sharing in the Word who is above all, might satisfy death's requirement in place of all. Because of the Word dwelling in that body, it would remain incorruptible, and all would be freed forever from corruption by the grace of the resurrection. In death, the Word made a spotless sacrifice and oblation of the body he had taken. By dying for others, he immediately banished death for all mankind. In this way, the Word of God, who is above all, dedicated and offered his temple, the instrument that was his body, for us all, as he said, and so paid by his own death the debt that was owed. The immortal Son of God, united with all men by likeness of nature, thus fulfilled all justice in restoring mankind to immortality by the promise of the resurrection. The corruption of death no longer holds any power over mankind, thanks to the Word, who has come to dwell among them through his one body. You will be my spokesman. I will make you a solid wall of brass to these people. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail, for I am with you. Alleluia. False teachers will arise. They will secretly bring in destructive heresies and deny the Master who saved them. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail, for I am with you. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who raised up the Bishop St. Athanasius as an outstanding champion of your Son's divinity, mercifully grant that rejoicing in his teachings and his protection, we may never cease to grow in knowledge and love of you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.